Good morning. I'm Steve Boger with PI Financial, and you're listening to Boger in the Morning. Today is Wednesday, April the 17th, and the slide continues as earnings hits and misses direct the action on Wall and Bay Street. On the plus side, bond yields have pulled back slightly here, with the 10-year bonds up 45 cents, so they yield now 4.6%. Our 10-year bonds are up 20 cents, yielding 3.7%. We also have two Fed presidents speaking today, and that could spook markets at any given point in time, especially if they hint at a bigger delay on interest rate cuts. On the earnings front, Travelers is down 8%, J.B. Hunt Transport down 7%. That's a one-year low, by the way. U.S. Bank Corp up 5 and Abbott down 4. All are either on earnings misses or reduced guidance. And to make matters worse, overseas chipmaker ASML had a bit of an earnings miss, sending the stock lower and taking Intel, Micron, AMD, TSM, and NVIDIA all down with it. Now, on the plus side, though, United Airlines up 14% on an earnings beat. That's providing some lift to Delta, American, and Southwest. Still, the losers outweigh the winners. So right now, we have the Dow off 25 points at 37,772, the S&P down 22 points at 5,028, and the NASDAQ down 140 points at 15,725. Basically, all of the Mag 7 stocks are lower here this morning except for Alphabet. In Canada, the TSX is also weaker here this morning, but just by 7 points. We almost call that even. 21,635 is where the index stands. We've got gold and material and technology stocks moving higher this morning, which is interesting because the price of bullion is actually down $25 to $23.82 an ounce. But still, at $2,300, those gold companies and silver companies, they can make a lot of money at those prices. We also know copper's up 3 pennies to $4.37 a pound. We also saw higher reports of higher steel prices coming out of China. So explains why the TSX is the best performing of the worst, as I say, just off, well, now 3 points on the Toronto Stock Exchange. Overseas markets, we're getting a nice bounce in Europe, or a modest bounce in Europe, after earnings beats from Adidas and LVMH. Those luxury brand goods are helping the French market up 48 points, the Germany up 3, and London up 27. In Asia, Hong Kong up 3, Tokyo down 509. Energy prices, crude oil down $2.33, $82.50 a barrel, natural gas falling 3 cents to $2.28. Last but not least, the loonie here this morning. Well, it's up 17 basis points at 72.47 cents, so almost 2/10 of a penny. It still means you're going to cost you $1.37 for a U.S. dollar, $1.46 for the euro, and $1.71 for the British pound. Oh, I forgot Bitcoin. It's off about $3,200 and back down to $60,463 U.S. You've been listening to Boger in the Morning. I'm Steve Boger with PI Financial, wishing you a happy and safe trading day.